Ignorant, we gon' bring that racket like it's Wimbledon. Discipline, but yet you find anyone equivalent. Ain't no podcast similar, now you won't find no synonyms. Be produced by Q Smith, sound like it's by Timbaland. JBB in charge, EG set the bar. Coop be sipping water tree, and Turk gon' lay the law. Jokes may go too far, but that's just who we are. Prolific, so gifted, words that have your soul lifted. So consistent, yeah, so different. Ain't nobody copy that lane. Carry that torch, heat up the game. Ain't nobody got that flame. Different, different. Man, this intro different. Man, this intro ignorant. God damn.
And what's good, ladies and gentlemen? You know what day it is and you know what time it is. Time for another edition, rendition. I run out of words like I do all the time. Edition of the one and only D1 Ignite University podcast. I'm your host, the most eaten toasting ghost, Jay Brown. As you can see from the man that you see before you, through your audio listening device. If you can't see me, hey, your device ain't magic like mine. So we have a very interesting show to get into today. But before we get into the entertainment, before we get into the nitty gritty, we got something serious to talk about. So before we get into the seriousness, let me introduce our people today. First, to my virtual bottom, we have our man who's known as the diversity hire. He ranged from the great white north of Michigan, because it might as well be Canada if you ask me. He will soon be crossing the Mason-Dixon line back to the great state of Texas, who is on some bullshit too. Number one diversity hire, Jesse Dyer, was good.
I want to start the show off before we get going. As an educator, as a teacher, and as a new dad, thoughts and prayers go out to those who lost their children today. Nothing should never lose a kid, especially to that kind of certain circumstance. So thoughts and prayers go out to those who lost their children. And that's how I want to start it off.
Well said. Well said. And we have a man that reigns from the land of corn. And when the stadium is filled, it is the largest city in the whole state, if you cannot believe that. He is also basically from the Great White North, just south of South Dakota. I don't know how that makes sense, but hey, that is factual information. Ladies and gentlemen, our second diversity hire, Mr. Joe Scalin.
Thanks for having me on, Jamal. First of all, I'm from Tech. Jamal, we went to high school together. I'm not from Nebraska. Stop it.
That's not the point.
Whatever. I do want to echo what Jesse said. My family are educators. My mom and aunt were both teachers. So definitely thoughts and prayers go out to the people in Uvalde, especially the parents who lost their kids today, and the teacher that lost her life trying to protect her classroom from that gunman. And yeah, I know we're gonna get into it, and I definitely have some I have something to say. So, but thanks for having me, Jamal. I'm always happy to be here.
We're glad to have you here too, Joe. So before I let my man Joe get into what he wanted to talk about, since he specifically asked me about this today, just maybe an hour and a half after we had gotten the news of what had happened, I want y'all to know two things. One, good people typically do not get into power, because number two, power usually corrupts good people. And that is why we are in the bullshit system that we are in. So Joe, with no holding back, no bard tailed, go ahead and say what you got to say.
Thank you, Jamal. And I do agree with your sentiments. For those who, maybe haven't seen the news by now, in Uvalde, Texas, which is just outside of San Antonio, a 18-year-old gunman went into a school and shot and killed at least 14 second, third, and fourth graders and one teacher today. And I think I speak for a lot of people in America when I say we are fucking sick of this shit. Did we not learn anything from Sandy Hook? That was 2012. That was 10 years ago. Did we not learn anything from these mass shootings that have happened since then? Since Sandy Hook, we had Vegas, we had Orlando, we had so many, I can't even think of them all. At what point do we sit down and say enough is enough? Because I've seen so many tweets today where, and tweets that have been brought up from the past where they said, America decided gun control wasn't necessary when they decided that kids were okay to just be left out there to fend for themselves. And and that's what it looks like to the rest of the world. We look like a laughing stock right now because we can't seem to figure our shit out. and protect our kids. How are kids now, especially now? Oh, Parkland, that's another one. That's another one dealing with the school. How are kids supposed to go to school now and think, oh, I'm going to be safe? So many school shootings have happened since Columbine back in 1999. And at what point do we just say enough is enough and start passing, you know, gun control, background check? There's not even a universal background check, which I think would have saved a lot of tragedy, a lot of pain for a lot of families. And meanwhile, like Jamal said, the people in power, they just sit there and they take their money from the NRA and they take their money from the lobbyists, and they don't do anything because they know if they speak out against it, they're going to be out of power, and then their power is gone. So the moral of the story for me is just, when is enough going to be enough? Because I'm so sick of, you know, I woke up from a nap and I immediately see this on Twitter and I'm literally like, are you fucking kidding me? Like, I go to sleep for a couple hours and there's another mass shooting. So when is enough going to be enough, folks? I don't know, but I'm sick of it. And Jesse, you know, you said you're an educator, you know, I'm sure you know, this probably hits even closer to home for you.
Yeah, man, it's sad. It's sickening. Just like as a new father, man, just thinking like, bro, those are elementary kids, second through fourth grade. Kids are like, what, 7 to 9 years yeah. old, 7 to 8. It's like, who in the right mind says a 7 to 8 year old kid should die? Kids are so innocent, man. And it's just pitiful, like, that a human being is capable of walking to an elementary school and taking kids' lives. Like, no one's life should ever be taken, but it's sickening. And I have a new daughter here with me, and just the thought of schools should be a safe spot for kids to go, and the fact that it's not now is a shame. And the runoff, what you're saying, gun control thing, you can manage it, yes, but I can go get a gun right now. It's not that hard to get a gun. And I don't even have to go to a gun store to get a gun. I can get one off the street right now. I don't know how you can control it.
I know. And that's the thing. That's been the whole other side of the argument. You know, we do gun control. The bad guys are still going to get guns, but you know, I just don't get it. Why America? You've seen other countries. Australia banned assault rifles after a mass shooting, and they have not had one since. And Scotland has a similar thing, a similar law in place. They don't have mass shootings. So why is it America that has mass shootings? Like, that's what I'm trying to wrap my head around. Is it, if it's not a gun problem, then is it a mental health problem? Like, what's the problem? And, you know, and I think that's an answer we all need to really figure out here, because no other country is having shootings like this at this pace. So
I don't know, man. I hate to say it, but I just feel like it's just, there's no punishment to the crimes here. What do you, like, what's going to happen? You know, like, other countries, you're fucking put to death. Like, goodbye. See you later. Yeah. Like, you ain't living after today, buddy. Like, if you see these white kids get pulled out of these shootings, unscratched, it's like, yeah, nah, dog, you ain't coming out of this alive. Like, we're I don't know. I'm sick like that. After something like this, you should be taken out to the Capitol, and everybody gets to stab you right in the chest.
Damn, capital punishment. We're going back to King Louis.
You get stabbed in the chest. Everybody gets a knife and comes stabs you in the chest. Nobody should live after that.
Like, why do we need a trial? Like, if you are caught doing, you know, because like they shot this guy. He's dead. Good riddance. But you know, like you said, the other guys that have been pulled out, the shooting in North Carolina, South Carolina, the church shooting, that kid went to Burger King. They took him to freaking Burger King. Like, I forgot the kid's name. And you know, it goes back to my point. There's been so many fucking shootings. We can't even keep them all straight at this point. And you know, it's so sickening, and it's so terrifying that we can't go to a movie theater, can't go to a grocery store, can't go to a restaurant, can't go to school without looking for an exit, because at any moment it could be you in that situation. So something has to change. You know, what we do to make that change, I don't know, but we got to start doing something or else it's never going to get any better.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have heard my two constituents, who are very smart individuals, but very proud individuals, who are people who want to see change. Now let the man who wants to choose violence speak. Fuck everybody who's not in favor of gun control. Fuck everybody who doesn't want background checks. Fuck the entire United States, 50 of the United States senators, because there are 100 senators. There's two for each state for y'all who don't know your U.S. government. Fuck all of them who decided to not even vote on Senate Bill 529, which is the universal background check. That means you do not care that any Joe Schmo with $200 can go get a Glock off the street. What you're telling me is, yes, it is a complicated issue that you may not have to go get a gun legally, but you can get it off the street. But you know what you can do? If we limit the number of guns in manufacture, if we limit the number of guns that are made in general, that number will go down. You know why you don't see too many Pontiacs on the street? You see a few, but you don't see a whole lot because they don't make Pontiacs anymore. Yes, there's always going to be a few that are well taken care of, and there's a few. Are there more Pontiacs than Ford Focuses on the road? No, because they don't make them anymore. So here's what we need to do. All your senators, all your NRA people, fuck yeah. You will be hearing from my Twitter account, Ted Cruz and Greg Abbott. You ain't safe from me. I know you've seen me tweet at you. It might just pick up the 3 tweets a day.
Hey, add Ken Paxton on there. Add Ken Paxton on there. Dude said we need to arm teachers. Oh, yeah, Paxton. Man, because a teacher's going to be able to stop a gunman. Yeah, sure, dude.
Well, a teacher just lost their lives today, so I'm not sure how well that's going to work. So I would like to say, first and foremost, fuck your political party. Fuck who you stand for. I never care if you're a Democrat or Republican. If you're a shitty person, you are a shitty person. And once you decided that the lives of children were worth less than your right to carry a piece, you are the worst shit. And I hope you go to hell with gasoline drops. And that's all I have to say about that with my colorful country euphemisms. Now, with that being said, we do have a show to get to, because even though the world has stopped for this moment for this shit, the world will continue to keep spinning, and we will keep our thoughts and our prayers on these people, on these young children, and the teacher who lost their life, so we can better our lives for the lives they should have got. Also, shout out to the man, Steve Kerr, who said, fuck the basketball questions. He said what needed to be said. Whether you're a fan of the Dubs, the Heat, the Celtics, the Lakers, I do not care. That is a statement that you should be for. And if you are against what Steve Kerr said, fuck you. The horse you rode in on, if you didn't ride a horse, fuck your mule, fuck your cow. Fuck, dishonor on you, dishonor on your cow, dishonor on everybody. But with that being said, we have to get into the show.
Yeah, real quick. Yeah, Steve Kerr. I mean, I can't think of a time where a coach or player in that situation, I mean, he's getting ready for a game. Game started. He was getting ready for a game. And he used that platform to speak out about this. I can't think of a time when an athlete or a player or an athlete or a coach has used that platform and just has spoken. He was pissed. It was very clear how pissed he was. And, you know, I don't like the Warriors, never have, but I am a huge Steve Kerr fan now. So,
well, you know, you mean business when your lip's shaking on TV.
Facts.
Yeah.
Bro, his lip was shaking, bro. You know, you upset when your lips start shaking, you see a tear come out, you know, you angry. That's how I get that.
And this is the man that took a punch from Michael Jordan and said, come on, I will take you. So this is a man that means business. When he speaks, you better fucking listen.
Dude's dad was assassinated, too. I didn't know that until today.
Oh, what? I didn't know that either. Oh, my God.
You can't just come out and say something like that. His dad was, huh?
Yeah, bro. Yeah, look it up. They were talking about it on TNT. Dude's dad was killed, assassinated.
It was political. In Beirut. Yeah. Okay. I had heard about this. I didn't realize that was his dad.
Steve Kerr's dad, man. That's why he's so serious about gun violence.
Well, damn. You'll learn something new every day. And there when it go. Takes something like this to learn, that's a damn shame. But since we're already talking about Steve Kerr and the Dubs, we have to get into these NBA playoffs, because this has been a relatively interesting playoff run.
No matter who you're a fan of. The fact that Jamal ignored my tweet last night?
I did not ignore your tweets. It was just simply What did you want? What did you need? Look, by halftime, it was very obvious Jimmy was hurt. It was very obvious PJ Tucker was hurt. Our only score in double figures going into the half was Depot. Tyler Hero didn't play. Kyle Lowry. God.
I forgot Tyler Jamal's Hero. A Heat fan. Oh, Jamal, just take the L, bud. Just take the L. They got blamed smoked out. Last night.
Blamed out. Hey, dude. I like the Heat. Damn, bro, they suck. Well, they shot one for 15 in that quarter, bro. I said, how do you only make one shot and you in the NBA?
I don't have answers for that. Now, I will say this. I am not a fan of blaming officiating. I think that is a soft move. I think that is a cop-out. Play better basketball. But I will say the Celtics shot 20 more free throws than us. Just going to throw that out there. Playing playoff basketball at the Boston Garden well. It's still playing basketball at the Boston Garden. They're going to do what they're going to do.
Let's but you go can't use that as an excuse, dog.
The thing is, you still would have gotten smoked.
Game three, the Celtics shot 20-5 for you, and you were up 20.
And look, game three, we obviously know what happened. Look, we were lucky to come out of that as a victor. When your best player goes out like that at the beginning of the second half and no one knows what the hell happened, and you don't blow a 20 point plus lead, that's saying something. I will live with that. And you know what? I'm tired of this misconception that the media is just throwing on my Heat, that we're just so outmatched, that we're this and that. How come when the Celtics have a bad game, or they don't shoot well, or they turn the ball over 10 times in a quarter, it's all their fault. It's something this, it's something that. But when the Heat just don't shoot well, we don't belong. Look, I don't know about you, but any team that is shooting, 20% from the field, they're not going to be too successful in that game. And I'm just saying, if it takes for us to shoot 20% to lose, I think that means we're doing a pretty damn good job.
I mean, true, but you can't do that again next game. Now it's all tied up 2-2. So, I mean, every game from this point, I love when series, it doesn't matter what sport, baseball, basketball, hockey, when a series goes 2-2, that game five is must watch TV, because that is the pivotal game of the series, because one team's going to be one win away from the championship, or in this case, the championship series. And then the other team's going to have to win back-to-back games in order to make it to the next round. So, this next game is going to be huge for Miami. It's in Miami, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So, that's good for the Heat, Miami. but they cannot play like they did, because, Jamal, you said the free throws, they would not have even mattered because they shot like dog shit from the field. So
you're right. We were horrible.
What is wrong with Jimmy Butler? That's the question.
Yeah.
So it says he has knee inflammation, which sounds like to me he's got bad tendonitis.
That's not an excuse for the playoffs, bro. It's the Eastern Conference Finals. Everybody's hurt. Everybody's knees are sore. Something's more than that, bro.
Well, the thing is, it's not like he was
excuses. I really don't want to hear that excuse.
Now, tendonitis sucks, because I had tendonitis in my rotator cuff and I was out for like months, because you got to be able to throw in baseball, right? But with the NBA, you have so many, health options there, draining fluid, massages, whatever. Like, it really shouldn't be an excuse. I mean, come on. He can wear a brace. Like,
no excuses.
Yeah.
Well, look, I would rather lose that game than the one before. And no matter how bad we play, let's not forget, the series is tied. It's 2-2. They still got to win two more games, just like we got to win two more games. Nobody is out of this series. And all that needs to happen is, I've said it before, the most important games in a best out of seven series are games three, games five, and game seven. And this is game five, because what you don't want to do is have to go back to the Garden and have to win a game just to stay alive. That is the worst thing that we have to do. And look, our guys got to show up. Bam, I've been disappointed in Bam this entire series. It's not that he was even playing bad. He did not shoot the ball until game three.
You know what irritates me the most about the Heat, bro, is I know, watch the game, Jamal. you can count it up at least 5 or 6 times that he gets to the basket. It's a layup. And then they kick it out. I'm like, bro, what are you doing? Or they dribble it out. I'm like, what are you doing, dog? Just lay the ball up. I have no clue what they're doing.
I'm still upset with Spo because out of nowhere, why does Duncan get no run? What did Duncan do that was so bad? First game of the playoffs against the Hawks, Duncan goes for 30. He does not miss from 3. Game 2, he gets into some foul trouble and he doesn't play much. Hey, that's just basketball. That happens sometimes. We don't see him for the rest of the playoffs. What the hell happened? What did he do? Confidence. And now he gets in for like 6-7 minutes a game because guys aren't playing. And then we expect him to be Reggie Miller and score 5 threes in a minute and a half. Like, if I'm telling Duncan, shoot the ball every time you touch it. But what do you want him to do? Oladipo, he's playing good in spots here and there. He's playing really good defense. I do not like Max Strus. I'm growing. He's growing on me, but I'm not a fan of Max Strus.
Fun fact, I hooped with Max Strus' teammate Sunday.
Really?
Oh. Fun fact.
Jesse's just dropping these bombs out of nowhere.
Fun fact. Jesse just dropping all the knowledge today.
Fun fact, I hooped with his teammate Sunday.
And look, I know y'all are wondering, why are we the only top getting love finals? Because Golden State finna sweep the Mavericks. Look, Luka is good. His supporting cast is not good enough. Jalen Brunson is balling. But Jesse, as you know, when you're only 6'1" in the NBA, everything that you do is that much harder.
It is, bro. It's tough, man. Like, watching that Mavs series, like, man, like, Luka can only do so much. And that the ESPN, Fox people are killing Luka. I'm like, bro, if you're getting 40 in a playoff game against the Warriors, like, it's not your fault, man. Like, there's nothing you can do. Like, you had two guys going 0 for 15. Like, what the hell are you supposed to do with that?
Yeah.
The Mavs don't have a big man that can rebound the basketball physically. You have Dwight Powell and what's his name? What's the other guy's name?
Bertans, right?
Not Bertans. Bertans the 4. The other 5, Kleber, Maxi Kleber. Who are these guys? Like, they don't have another big. And you're getting outworked by Kevon Looney. Kevon Looney got 21 points. They said the last time Kevon Looney got over 20 was high school.
Thanks.
That is sad. Like the Warriors are great, but they're plus 15 rebounding in this series. Plus 15.
There are two stats that can pretty much guarantee if you win the rebounding battle and if you win the turnover battle. If you win those, you're pretty much guaranteed to win a basketball game. But since you gave Luka all that praise, I got to give Luka his one criticism. Luka has to become a competent defender. Yeah. They attack Luka like he's not this. I understand Luka has to use so much energy on offense, especially since he's not just the most naturally athletic. So what he does, he has to use energy for. But defense is effort. Defense is want to. Everybody isn't Kawhi. Everyone isn't Bruce Bowen. We get that. Everyone's not on that level. But anyone in the NBA can be average. Everyone can be competent. Luka doesn't even show signs that he wants to be that half the time. And I think that is what hurts his game in the long run. Because look, you're 6'8". You're big enough to just get in the way.
You know what's killing the Mavs? And this is coming from my coaching background. The Warriors are hedging every screen, but not switching. Steph Curry flashes, shows, and then sprints back. Luka and Brunson are waiting for it, and then they just stop dribbling.
Yep.
But like, why are you stopping? Come around that screen hard as you can. Make Steph stay on you and not run back. You attack it, someone flashes and cuts. You either have that pass or you have that lane to go and take that layup or that jump shot. They're just stopping. I'm not saying I'm a pro, man. Like, I'm not in the NBA. I'm not any good. So I really can't say, but I'm just telling you what I see.
Ladies and gentlemen, is your basketball analysis from Jesse. You can catch him on Ignite Sports Center once a week when I decide to film the show and whenever the hell I feel like
making these decisions that I didn't just make up on the spot. But that's not the point here nor there. The playoffs are still going. The Mavs most likely will be swept tonight as this episode is recorded. And the Heat and Celtics, well, we're going to see which Jason Tatum we get tomorrow night because that will have a big deal. Will he show up? Will the Heat show up? And will I have to file a missing case report in the 305? We will see. But with that being said, ladies and gentlemen, we have a different segment that is a fan favorite at the moment. It is called Ignorant Questions. You know what that is. That's when I ask my friends, the fans of the show, really, to ask us some questions, and we will answer them here on air. But because this is the Ignorant Show, these are not normal questions. So we got to make it do what it do, baby. So without further ado, let's get to it. Our first Ignorant question comes from my homie Angelica Jackson, and here's what she had to say.
Let's say you were put into an insane asylum. How would you convince them that you're actually sane and not just pretending to be a sane person to get out?
Well, that's a good question, dog.
That's a good question.
So we're in an insane asylum, and we're trying to prove that we're not insane.
I know exactly what I would say.
What would you say, Jamal?
I would say, the Cowboys have only won 3 playoff games in the last 26 years. It is unreasonable to assume that they are going to win the Super Bowl anytime soon.
Fuck you, man.
anyone with some common sense would be like, you know what? That's a logical thing to say. I don't think he belongs here. My God. Bam. That's how we do it.
I'm trying to think. I think I would say... Oh man, I don't know what I would say. I'd be ended up in the insane asylum for the rest of my life. I'd probably use something. I'm trying to think of like a college football take that I have that's pretty. Let me see. Damn, that's a good question. Oh my God, I can't think. Jesse, you got something?
Oh yeah, I got something, bro. Women are always right. Women are never wrong.
Jesse,
that's always your safest bet.
Jesse, blink twice if Candace has a knife to your neck.
I'm about to say the screen's dark. I don't know. She might be there. She might be there right choice now.
That you can ever say in your life, bro. That is your safest choice. Women, you're always right. Men are always wrong.
That is a very, very valid take.
I think we are all either married or have girlfriends. I think we can all agree with that. Yeah. Yeah. What would I say? Gosh. I think I'd probably go with something like the Longhorns should never have fired Mac Brown or something like that, because it's true.
His time was up.
Yeah, and then he brought North Carolina back. So, you know what? Nowadays, it would have worked. Back then, probably not. It probably would have still been in the insane asylum. But
yeah, Joe, you're not getting out. So
yeah, well, I'm stuck here.
we're gonna move on to our next ignorant question. Brought to you by a member of the Ignite fam. EG could not be with us because he's at work watching the Mavericks get swept. But here's what he had to ask us. And I need y'all to listen very closely because this is a coded message so we don't get canceled.
Does the Ignite squad love cakes or gummy drops?
Think about it. Jesse, I think you know where this is going, right?
I don't know what he asked. I heard something about cakes and gummy drop.
Gummy drop. Okay.
I just thought I missed something. Like, I kind of like blurred out and I was
never heard that. Well, I know me personally, cakes. I like a good cake, you know, angel food, you know, death by chocolate.
I mean, you know, ain't nothing like some good old chocolate cake, right, Jesse?
Chocolate cake ain't bad.
Like, no, hold up. Hold on. It's almost June 10th. I like me some red velvet cake.
Red velvet cake?
Just why? Why?
That's what I'm saying. You know, you got your vanilla cake. That's pretty good. You got your death by chocolate cake. Also good. You got your dulce de leche cake. Oh, that's good too. So, you know.
Hey, look. All we're going to say to the people listening is Death by Snoo Snoo.
Death by Snoo Snoo.
Yeah.
I know exactly what Death you're talking about. Death by Snoo Snoo.
Or if you're Jamal tweeting, it's Death by Snoo SMU or whatever.
Hey, 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 hey. Pony up tempo. Pony up tempo. That's all that matters.
Yeah, bro. Some red velvet cake is where it's at. Extra cream cheese icing.
I see. Okay.
Hey, bro. I ain't trying to discriminate, bro. I like me some gummy drops too. So shout out to the other people.
I mean, yeah, love true. Some gummy drops. You find yourself a gummy. Well, I'm sorry. What am I talking about? Wait.
See, we gotta bleep you out, Joe. We gotta bleep you out.
No, God. You get some grump. You get some gummy drops with the, you get a gummy drop with the cake. You know, it's a perfect. You know, it's perfect. They can't beat a dessert better than that. Personally.
But. I mean, you know, sometimes you can't be mad at the gummy drop compared to the cake. You know, you just got to be happy with whatever candy you get.
But if you had to choose one, it's cake. Cake's, I mean, always the dessert. Go to dessert.
I mean, yeah, you know, it's always cake.
Yeah. This diversity hire does not discriminate.
He said it. He said he does not. And discrimination. I'm pretty sure my laptop is discriminating.
just know this baker doesn't. Loves it.
All right, so we went through that round. Joe is still in the insane asylum, by the way. He did not get
out. Yeah, I have not left.
So here comes our next question from a friend of the show. I'm always on his show, my man Captain Scully. His name is Devin Ashby, play-by-play. If you don't know, you know. If you don't worry about it. Here's what Devin had to ask us.
Hey, what is going on, Ignite crew? It's your boy Captain Scully again, you know? And my question for y'all, what is the superior month? What is the superior season? And why is it summer? That's my question.
I mean,
He wrong. The superior season is fall. College football Saturdays, name me something better.
First of all, what is fall? This is Texas. You don't know what fall is.
Fall is technically September to like November.
It doesn't get cold until damn near.
Look, Halloween. Okay, look. I'm going at it not from a weather standpoint, but from the fact that we have football. College football is one of the greatest things in existence because you got the. I think college football is better than NFL football. The tailgating scenes, the bands, the tradition, the cheerleaders, the passion. I mean, I love college football, so that's why I think fall's the best season. Now, when it comes to like, you know, temperatures and stuff, I mean, we have a fall here in Nebraska, Jamal. It gets pretty cold by October.
That's because y'all don't thaw out until May. How Joe did have a rebuttal? He just had to be like,
well, you know, you mentioned that it is 50 degrees here, so.
See?
Yeah.
So. See, that's barely above freezing if you ask me. Jesse, where you at on this?
Bro, that's tough, dude. It's really all about where you live, but I'm going to say summer, bro. I love me some summer.
Look, summertime. It just makes you happy, dog.
It does, bro.
You're just in a good mood. The weather is warm.
But
I mean, it might be hot.
Weather's hot. I hate the heat. I hate that 100-degree temperature.
Hot is so much better than cold, dog. Well, so much better.
To be honest, though, my favorite holiday, I know it's not what he asked, is Christmas.
Yep.
And I love me some Texas during Christmas.
Yes,
but living here is fucking suck, bro. The past 3 years, it's like -15. It's windy. It's snowing, bro. I hate that. People say they want a white Christmas can suck this white dick. I hate it, bro.
And that is how. Sucks. And that is how we will be ending this segment because I can't follow that.
So, I mean, well, no, he's right, though. But, yeah, I mean, because Texas winters, you just throw on a hoodie and some sweats, you good.
Really?
You good.
Really?
Yeah.
And look, we have our last segment brought to us by our man Deacon David Steele. And this is one that'll make us think, because I was not prepared for what he had to say, but let's go ahead and do it anyway.
All right, here's a question for you. So I've been doing a lot of thinking about Avengers Endgame, and, you know, Tony Stark didn't have to die. He didn't. How come Bucky didn't put on the gauntlet, snap his fingers, and just deal with the consequences of his robotic arm? All he would have had to do is go back to Wakanda and get a new arm. Tony Stark didn't have to die. Questions that need answers.
Deacon has a valid point.
Oh my God. A
very, very valid point.
Oh my God. I never thought about that.
You know what scene in Endgame I will always remember that just infuriated me from the time I was in the theater to today? There was a scene where they were trying to get the gauntlet to Tony or to whoever. So the first person to have it was Hawkeye, just because Hawkeye was the first person to have it. Then he handed it to Black Panther, and then Black Panther gave it to Spider-Man, and then Captain Marvel came and got it from him. And all I was thinking was, can we give this hoe to somebody with some damn powers? Please. Like, Hawkeye, don't no one care about Hawkeye. Why do you have the gauntlet? You can't do nothing with it. Then gave it to Black Panther. I'm like, yeah, you cool, but you're just a dude in a suit who can throw hands. If someone shoots you with a laser beam, you're not surviving. What are you? And then we give it to finally a dude with some powers, but a child? We give it to someone who's 15? Someone who can't even ask out the girl he likes? That's who we give it to? And then Captain Marvel, OBJ, gone for 90% of the movie, want to show up for the last 5 minutes of the battle. No, you can stay in space. But to answer David's question, Bucky should have did it. Bucky should have took that L, because you already have one robot arm. You can get you another one. Now you can be double White Wolf. White Wolf squared. Just throwing that out there.
You make a great point, Jamal. I never, you know, because it was just, he lost his arm. That was just a robotic arm. It wasn't, you know, a normal arm in a robotic suit. But if you saw the gauntlet, the way it worked on Tony Stark, it went up his arm and like into like his chest and stuff. So would that still have happened to Bucky? That's the question now.
I don't know. But if we lose, is Bucky a more significant loss than Iron Man? Absolutely not. Absolutely not. If we trade life for life, if we absolutely have to, Bucky can go. Bucky can go 10 times out of 10. Not even 9. 10 times out of 10, Bucky can go. Because you know what? He killed Tony's parents anyway. So at the end of it, I might have been like, you know what?
Yeah, but no way. He didn't mean to do that. He was brainwashed. He was a Soviet sleeper agent. Like, come on.
What's that mean? I didn't mean to fail that test in history one time, but guess what? I still did, and I still got hit upside the ass for it. So I don't care. It happened. It did. It gave what it gave. Tony didn't have to go. Tony didn't deserve to go. White Wolf, I'm sorry, you should have been dead.
Okay, fair enough. Jesse, got any comment?
Bro, I don't give no fucks about no Bucky. I didn't know who Bucky was until that movie, to be completely honest, because I hate Captain America. I think he's the worst fucking character that Marvel has.
Oh my God. Nobody gives a
shit about no damn Captain America. Just some roided up fucking super soldier. Nobody care about him. I've seen that before. You know what that's called? Super soldiers. You ever seen super soldiers?
I mean, low-key, that's called DK Metcalf. And he's not the best receiver in football.
Captain America. So... Captain America got a damn shield, bro. What's a shield going to do with a tank?
Jesse,
that shield was made of vibranium. That's why it was like
in the okay. Shield. No damn shield, bro. You got a shield that you throw. Congratulations. Just like Hawkeye, you got some damn arrows. I don't care about no damn.
Hey, I will say. Hey,
and what's
Scarlett
Johansson doing? Scarlett Johansson got no damn powers and kicking people.
Who are you? I will say. Hey,
not
I will say.
Kicking people, bro. You one pool growing away from not being a superhero.
She'll go from Black Widow to Tyler Hero real quick.
Hey, Jesse Dower, because I got a pool growing right now.
See, as much as it, you're starting to fit.
No, I mean, Captain America was, he was the lamest superhero because I could do this all day. Like, shut the fuck up, man. Oh my God.
Bro, you dude, okay, was cheesy. Yeah, they injected you with steroids and you don't know how to take your L's.
You yeah, Brock
I agree with you, Jesse. I don't like Captain America.
Brock Lesnar running around.
He said one bull growing away.
All right, we're ending that because we can't call people Brock Lesnar. So, our final segment of the day is the NFL has been rethinking how to make the Pro Bowl more entertaining because the Pro Bowl, as it stands right now, is a two-pack of ass. It sucks. It's not entertaining. So, y'all, my question for you is, what would y'all do to change the Pro Bowl and make it more entertaining for everyone?
Man, bring back Sean Taylor. Shit, he made it.
Someone find the Dragon Ball.
The real question is, do you want a funny answer or a serious answer?
Porque nas dos.
Huh? Nah, bro, like, honestly, like, they're bringing back those stupid-ass games, like, the beginning, but they really need to bring back the real-ass skill challenges. Like, remember the old school skill challenges?
Yes, yeah, like Brett Favre going up against Steve Young. And
yes, dude, they just need to do a full day of that. Like, no one cares about watching, like, football like that, dude. No one cares about that. Like, let's bring back some real skill challenges. Like tough skill challenges. Like, make these athletes, like, show their true abilities.
I like it.
You know what, Jesse? I like your frame. I like your thinking. But I want more. I want bigger. This is an all-star weekend, right?
Okay.
Let's have some fun. The difference between basketball and the Pro Bowl is basketball guys love All-Star Weekend because it's fun. You get to do things that you don't normally do. Yes, we can have some real skill challenges. You know, how far you can throw. We can let guys still run the 40. We can bring the bench press competition back. But let's have the big boys have some fun. Let's have
You know, it'd be a big boy obstacle course. You know, it'd be good. 7-on-7.
I was just thinking that, bro.
Since they don't want to tackle anyways, run a 7-on-7, flag football, two-hand touch, whatever.
Exactly. What? I'm sure guys would love to do that. And then to make it entertaining, it's not regular. It can't be regular 7-on-7. Like, all right, it's 7-on-7. Two linemen have to be running routes at all times.
Yes, bro. You do one-on-ones, bro, like in the end zone. And you know how fucking funny it would be to see Vince Wilfork versus Haloti Ngata one-on-one?
And that – so this is what – so here's my thing. Hear me out here. So for one-on-ones, here's what we do. We do the AFC-NFC thing so we can still keep the competition to see who wins. And we do five receiver DB one-on-ones. We do five linebacker running back one-on-ones. And then – that's when we get the mix and match. Everybody has – the other team, the NFC, gets to pick five members from the AFC. The AFC gets to pick five members from the NFC. And we do one-on-ones no matter who they are. If they're a center, a guard, a DN, it don't matter. It'll most likely be the big boys.
You pick one from each skill group. Like, you get one DB, you get one lineman, and one linebacker.
That's what I want to see be bigger. It needs to be like the movie Dodgeball. That's what I want to see. Just throwing that out there.
I mean, bro, I like it.
I'm trying to think of something you could do with the quarterbacks, bro. You got to, like, do some quarterback challenges, right, where they can get to talk to shit against each other. Like, that's the whole point, bro. If you make, like, they get to talk shit against each other, bro, like, be funny.
No, I think they have the quarterback thing down. They have all the target competitions. And, you know, they have that one game where the two DBs are trying to keep them from throwing it in the hole. I think the quarterbacks have it down, but –
and then, you know how, like, the NBA does it with the charity money? They need to do that with the NFL too, bro. Like you playing for something. Because that shit gets intense with the NBA. They, like, they were going at it this past 3 years.
Yes, you put some money on it and guys will start playing like they can. Now, I know I said this was our last segment, but I fucked up and I skipped one segment. So that's why we're going to do this one real fast, because it's ignorant and it's funny. And because, damn it, I said so, because I control the show and I can do that. So in case if y'all don't know, about our constant BS struggle against Russia and the Ukraine, because I don't know what the hell is going on in the world at this point in time. None of it makes sense. But apparently, Russia has a banned U.S. citizen list. And the people on the list are questionable, to say the least. Joe, you know who's on the list?
I saw Morgan Freeman was on the list, which is wild. I saw John McCain was on the list, which I tweeted out. I said, hey, if John McCain enters Russia, we got a bigger issues on our hands than him entering Russia.
We have a much bigger issue. And Mark Zuckerberg.
Really?
I don't know what the Facebook guy got anything to do with Russia, but okay.
I thought he was in cahoots with them.
He's stealing everybody information. I guess they don't want Russia don't want him to steal theirs.
That's ironic, but okay.
It is ironic. So my question is, even though we can't keep people out of countries, Joe, if you could deny access to someone in your house, who would it be?
Deny access to someone in my house. I would famous, have to famous anybody.
Famous, not famous, anybody.
Well, shoot, my exes would definitely be on the list. let's see. A famous person, though. No, this is gonna be kind of a well, Amber Heard, since that's in the news right now. Amber Heard ain't coming in my house. Fuck, I don't want her shitting on my bed. Golly. So her, let me see, who else is there's a couple people that are like, I think there's Tom Cruise. He gives me bad vibes, man. Like, for a celebrity, I got bad vibes from Tom Cruise. I don't think I'd want him in my house. But
everybody in this world, bro, he chooses Tom Cruise.
I mean, Tom Cruise is 5'7". What is he really
gonna do? What's he? Dude does all his own stunts, man. I'm out of shape and I drink beer. So I don't know. He could probably kick my ass, probably. Even at, what, 60, 50, however old is he now?
Shit. Too damn old.
But, yeah, him and then... Damn, it'd be easier if it was like, who do we want in our house? Because, like, I got, like, a whole list of people. I'm like, yo, come chill. Like, let's go.
Well, that's not the point of this show.
Yeah, I know, Jamal.
I know.
So, yeah, Amber Heard, Tom Cruise, my exes, and then probably Donald Trump. That's about it. Yep.
Fair enough.
Bro, you tripping, bro. Donald Trump can come to my house anytime he wants.
This is why I'm Jesse tripping. Is the diversity hire.
I'm tripping, bro. No, hold on. I tell you who's not in my house. And her name's Dana Buckley. She ain't out of my house.
Jesse, you don't even know who she is. I do, but that's not the point. Yeah, who else not coming in?
Man, that's a tough one, bro. There's a lot of people I don't like. Kanye, I don't want Kanye in my house.
Okay, I can see that. Yeah.
So no private listenings.
Bro, I just don't want him in my house.
You want private listenings? Get J. Cole or somebody like good and not crazy.
Yeah, bro. I mean, in my house, spread negativity.
A lot of good artists are crazy, though.
Yeah, I ain't saying he ain't, but.
All right, Jesse, give me one more.
I'm trying to think. That's a good one, bro. I ain't need no creep in my house. Hillary Clinton. She ain't allowed in my house.
Oh, yeah, okay. Fair. Yep. I like that. Yep.
I was joking about Trump, though. But, like, yeah, I want Hillary in my house. I'm straight on her.
I mean, hey, if we're going to keep the trend of political figures going, allow me, because I've got a few. So, number one person who's not getting in my house is Mr. S. Ted Cruz. Look, I don't know how you are not born in America and you're still allowed to be a senator. That is beyond me. But we need to get that rule changed. Number two, Greg Abbott, you know what you did. You've been trying to fuck up the state since you got here. You from Wichita Falls and you need to fall out of your chair. I hope someone pushes you down a steep ass hill. Wichita
Falls and even Texas, bro. That's Oklahoma.
Yeah, no, facts.
Look, I need you to be pushed off your wheelchair. Number three, you know this person was coming. You know I love to hate him. You know I don't like this man. Mr. Travis Benjamin, you ain't coming to my house.
This dude hates Travis Benjamin.
Yeah.
So much I do.
I knew that was coming, actually, yeah.
And last, but certainly not least,
the man I've had beef with and wanted to whoop his ass since roughly 2016, Tory Lanez. You ain't getting in my house. I'm going to whoop your little balding elf looking ass. Oh, I'm choosing violence when I see him. Don't come back to the Triple D because you going to get a triple size 12 up your ASS. And that's all I need to say about that. So, ladies and gentlemen, we've come to the end of a great episode of the one and only D1 Ignite University podcast. Fellas, how does it feel?
Feels good. Jesse's got some good food over there. Holy cow.
Damn, that's some good looking fruit.
Fruit salad.
You know what? I don't think Jesse deserves final. Jesse, go.
Let's get it.
Jesse, go ahead and give the people your final thoughts.
Man, boy, it feels good. Like I said, I want you to people continue the prayers and thoughts out in West Texas or South Texas, sorry. You know, let's get this summer vacation going. Hey, we T-minus 1 month from moving back to Texas. T-minus 1 month.
Lone Star State, living life great. 4th of July at Jesse's house.
Yes, that sir. Sounds fun. You know, I got the media room hooked up for OU Texas weekend, Jamal.
We don't need to talk about that right now.
I don't know Jesse that well, but I can already tell he's an OU fan. He said OU Texas, not Texas OU. So
well, yeah. We don't talk to Sooners like that.
Well, I got married on OU Texas weekend.
He did. He did.
Why?
He did.
Did you mean for that to happen? Because I have specifically told my girlfriend, if we get married, it ain't going to be a fall wedding. There ain't no Saturday weddings in the fall.
I told my wife specifically. I said, we can get married, but it won't be during the game.
It was not good. During the game.
Good, 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 good man. Yep.
I can attest it was not during the game. Joe, final thoughts to the people.
Again, thoughts and prayers to the people of Uvalde and, you know, the parents that lost their child today. I think the death toll I've been seeing is up to 18 now, which is absolutely tragic. And other than that, you know, I'm going to plug myself. Follow me on Joe Scanlon TV. Yeah. I can always use more followers. Jamal's got more followers than me somehow. I don't know how that happened. I got to check.
That's because I'm amazingly entertaining on the timeline. Come
then
on.
Where your check mark at? Where your check mark, Jamal?
Well, you see what had happened was they said I was trolling too much back in the day, and PETA is still got something against me, so they won't give me my blue check yet.
I remember you and PETA going after it, bro. But
bro, how did you get a check mark?
Oh, because I work for a TV station in Nebraska. So because I'm a journalist, I get a check mark.
Yep. Oh, you gotta be verified.
He's actually a real journalist.
Yeah, real journalist. You know, and that tweet. I don't know if Jamal, you saw my. Yeah, Jamal, you saw the retweet. Yeah, we're rich, man. I'm rich. I am living the dream.
I got a yacht. Do you not know you're one of the elite, at least top?
Yes, exactly. So I just want everyone to know that I am an elite journalist who makes at least $500,000 a year. And I'm not living. I'm not about to go make some buttered noodles for dinner because I can't afford anything else. So yeah, jokes on everyone else. Aha.
Journalism, baby. We're in it for the money. So so before we get to the end of the episode, I would like to say we would send our thoughts and prayers to all the affected families and victims, to everyone that happened in Uvalde, Texas. Because we are Texas, we are strong. But it is still always and forever. Fuck Greg Abbott and fuck Ted Cruz, because that is how I'm living. And you will continue to see me to tweet at them until there is change or until I have to run for governor. And if you want me, and if I run for governor, go watch Head of State and it'll be 10 times that. That's all I got to say. So like I love to say at the end of every episode, ladies and gentlemen, keep learning, keep living, keep loving. We out. Pokemon.